This is Something from Nothing, and I'm Justin Lewis. Today's show features the local band, The Savage Rattler. The Savage Rattler is Otto Sharp, otherwise known as Shayna Goodman.
Thanks for having us.
And Stephen Montgomery.
I'm glad to be here.
I had worked with Stephen on some projects before this interview, and have a pretty good grasp on his personality and sense of humor. But it was a different story with Shayna. I'd only spoken with her a couple of times in passing, and so I wasn't sure what to expect. This exchange about halfway into the show gave me a pretty good idea.
What zodiac sign are you?
Leo.
Steven's an Aries. I'll answer for him. I'm a Sagittarian. Just wanted to know. I was sitting beside.
According to Shayna, she, Steven and I, although different signs, we're in a position to get along. I will take her word for it. I have no clue when it comes to horoscopes. I do know that compatible signs is not the full story on the forming of the Savage Radley. For Shayna, the project originated from a loss.
My grandmother passed away, and I wanted to write different material than I was, and I was starting to write songs that were more kind of reflective of where I came from and my hometown and my family, things that were way more personal than, you know, a love song or a pop tune, which is what I was doing at the time.
I just want to stop for a moment to make sure you heard that. Shayna was once an aspiring pop star. This will be covered more a little later in the conversation. Okay, back to the story. The timeline here, according to Shayna,
I think it was the summer of 2011, and I actually demoed some out in Nashville, and I had another drummer lined up, and he moved to Austin.
But before the Texas-bound percussionist left, he suggested she contact Steven.
I remember Shayna coming to me with those demos that she was talking about, and sitting in her living room while she played them for me. And, you know, she was asking about playing drums, and I was up for it. It's not the kind of music I was, like, listening to or playing at the time. So it was kind of like an intimidating thing because the songs were much more developed already than, like, what I was used to playing. And
Steven said he was playing more garage band style that was inspired by punk rock type music. Steven and Shayna both were on different trajectories musically. For Shayna, she was performing, as previously mentioned, with a pop sound under the name Otto Sharp. She told me that at this time, on stage, she
hooked a guitar up and made little custom synth sounds on my garage band and had it all running through so I'd have a laptop on stage and just play a little synth. But honestly, at that time, and especially how I was as a musician, you know, I needed, and still now, you know, needed a band behind me. And I was just like an 18-year-old kid. I didn't know what I was doing.
And the type of songs she was performing?
They were top 40 pop, hot AC. Yeah, they
were. So you sang different and everything then?
Yes, and in fact, it's really funny listening to that now because I, you know, obviously I have a pretty thick accent, and that was time-consuming to make sure I sounded like top 40 pop when I was recording, and it took a lot of effort.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that's another reason. I just feel more natural, can be myself writing about things that are more sincere, and I don't have to put on any kind of act. And, you know, I had a really nice little scene haircut, all that crap back then.
Shayna used to be embarrassed about it, but has since realized
I could have done a lot worse at 18, so yeah.
There is still one remnant of her prior career. On stage, Shayna still goes by Otto Sharp. She told me that the name was inspired by her great-grandfather. She still uses it to write under, and it is her social media presence as well. But musically, she has moved on, and the band has released an album that is getting good reviews in this region and beyond. I asked about one song in particular off that album, Worm on Hot Pavement.
Oh, I got dumped, you know.
Okay.
You know, left me like a worm on hot pavement. I don't know.
I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I get to sing it every time I'm on stage.
Yeah.
Nah, you don't think about that kind of crap. You really don't. I just think about trying to hit my guitar notes and remember the words. I mean, sometimes you will. You'll think about certain things, not necessarily that moment. It can be a whole nother person that's dumped you this time.
Mm-hmm.
That's always exciting.
So there's also a music video for this one.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. It's at the fair?
Yeah, Obion County.
Yeah? Steven, what happens in this music video?
I play the dumpy, the person who got dumped. And
the dumped.
It's all about that just juxtaposition of, you know, being in a really like festive environment and not feeling very festive. So it's kind of like, you know, breakups always suck, but if you get together with a close group of friends and, you know, maybe pretend like you're having fun, you can have some little fun and with it too.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun video.
Yeah,
right?
And
it's your voice, but Steven, the camera's you like you're singing, right?
I always just wanted my close up, you know.
Shayna went on to explain her idea for the music videos in general.
I told Steven when we made all of our music videos, I was like, if I cannot be in them as much as possible, that's gonna happen. So that's pretty much made Steven the star in a few, all the ones we could. And that was good. But yeah, I really just wanted to write a treatment that focused, you know, all the videos that we made for this album are set in Western Kentucky, Western Tennessee, which are my stomping grounds. I wanted people around here to maybe catch a glimpse of something that's familiar to them, and also the outside world, maybe a little glimpse into, you know, real communities and what we do for fun. And I think, you know, a lot of people, yeah, they get dumped and they like, what do you do in the summer? You got fairs, you got, you know, festivals, those things, or you got a little, you know, Milk and Honey, you got a little hole in the wall bar in Paris, Tennessee, you're going to go into with your honey, you know, or I wanted it to be, everything to speak to, where we're from and, just like the record. So we were really fortunate. We had Ryan Hartley, a good friend of mine, come in from Utah to shoot those videos with us. And we, during that video worm, like what people don't know is we had literally been pulling, I don't know, 12, 13 plus hours for like 5 days before then, doing all those videos in that length of time.
Another visual piece the band participated in was the Rotunda Project.
It was really neat. You know, it's always cool to collaborate with other artists, and you know, Jaron and Shandon, they're great dudes. Glenn, all those people that were involved with that, really just getting to hang out with some friends, that was a big part for me.
She did much more than hang out with friends, though. Shayna was featured on 2 of the 5 songs. Steven had a very involved role in multiple ways. He received some
engineering credits for that. Yeah, they came and talked to us about being the ones, you know, set up the mics and really engineer the thing, which meant I was there for like 100% of tracking of all those songs, and got to play on one of them. And that, I mean, that was probably the most like, work to take on, was like learn a song, played piano on it, and, you know, much more comfortable behind a drum set. Mm-hmm. So anytime I get a chance to kind of like step out of that and work on other skills other than like, you know, playing the drums, you know, it's something I definitely look forward to, but it also puts me like a heightened sense of, you know, I don't want this to suck. So,
right.
Yeah.
As he mentioned, Steven has a number of roles musically, He said if he was going to put it in a list.
First is always playing music is mm-hmm. always the funnest thing. I really enjoy working with bands in like a producing setting where you help to form the songs and, you know, work really directly with the artist. And engineering is kind of like a third hat or third thing that's, you know, it's much more zeros and ones and just trying to keep track of, you know, technical. Where you're, like what equipment is the mic running through and how are levels and keeping track of inputs and outputs and kind of different parts of your brain that really kind of warrant yourself to each of those things. So to do all of them at the same time becomes very scatterbrained and just like ADHD all day long. Like, because mm-hmm. jump from different, they're just different roles that you play in the, everyone has the same, you know, like goal in mind, which is getting the, you know, the best recording possible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely like different roles that each person plays.
I asked Shayna about her comfort zones as a musician. And she said,
performing is where I'm the least comfortable. It's a hit or miss. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Studio, I'm not that comfortable either. That's a performance. I feel the most comfortable when I'm writing and forming the song. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm really comfortable doing that.
But even with that being the case?
It's a stretch too, just with self-doubt and things like that.
Although Shayna is not naturally confident as a performer, she keeps at it. She said the way she gets better is to just keep doing it. Shayna has come to realize that imperfection is just a part of performing.
I mess up every show, I'm sure, you know?
Shayna said it could be a
lyric, a song, just the way I'm playing or whatever. You just got to do it and, you know, it's all about pretending you didn't, I guess. I don't know.
Shayna reflected back on when she learned the lesson, the show must go on.
My first ever show, like with a full band, was at this pizza joint bar in St. Louis called Cicero's. I think mm-hmm. that's how you pronounce it. And I was 18 and it was, let's just say I was so green that I didn't realize that when I was playing live, I would not be able to hear myself, you know, like mm-hmm. over everybody's instruments. Mm-hmm. I kept telling them to turn up the monitors and all this and that, you know, they was peaking and that was it. And you know, now like when you're playing those rock and roll clubs, a lot of times you'll stick, something in your ears, not so you can hear better, but just so you can hear your own voice. And no one had given me that tip. But I remember starting this song and making my whole band stop because we kind of started wrong. And this girl who was performing that night, who was much older than me, I mean, I went to this club with my dad. He was sitting there in his boots and Wranglers. It was pretty awkward. Drove us up in our family van. It's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no, it's fine. But yeah, she came up to me after the show and was like, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Don't ever stop your song. Like, just keep playing, you know. And like, nobody would have known you messed up. Mm. Like, just go for it. And that's the truth. Like, I mean, half the time I make, unless now that the record's out and people can take us home with them, mm-hmm. you know, I got to be a little bit more on my toes, but I am known for sure to play songs that either I don't have all the lyrics to, so I'm just making something up, or I'm repeating a line a bunch and people don't know, you know, they don't.
Shayna is much more seasoned at this point in her career. And although she said she was not a natural performer, she gave the impression that might be changing when she was discussing the difference in playing hometown shows and gigs on the road.
It's one thing playing for your friends who, you know, you see every single day and you're hanging out with and who've seen you mess up a million times or whatever. But there's something about that opportunity to just show up and just, you know, like, just show up and show out for people who've never seen it before, never heard you, and win them over. I guess that's the thing. It's like a challenge, and that's what I love about it. It feels like a challenge.
For somebody that says they're hesitant in performing, you sound very much like a performer right now.
Oh my gosh. Did I just become a performer?
Maybe so, right here.
Stephen had just stepped out of the room during this revelation. His cat was working pretty hard at making his presence known, so Stephen took him to another area. The drummer, who has played with Shayna for a considerable amount of time, was pleased to hear this news.
I've been waiting all these years.
Personal revelations always seem like a good time to end an interview. But before we finished, I asked this question. If you could add a member to the band who is a famous musician, who would that be?
I'm probably going to go with Kermit the Frog.
Ooh. Kermit the Frog.
I just think blend well with Shayna's voice.
Yeah. You know?
There's a lot we could do with that harmonies. Sonically.
To close the show, instead of letting the artist choose the song, I made a request this time.
Shayna, I want to get an old school Otto Sharp pop song on this podcast.
Oh, man.
Can you make that happen?
Yeah, I can totally make that happen.
All right.
Just tell me, do you want the sappy ballad? Do you want the more like where I was trying to be kind of indie rock? Do you want where?
I want the poppiest thing that you've got in your repertoire.
All right.
So from Otto Sharp, circa 2008, this is
Miss You So Good.
Took them away. I wrote them over again. It's not like me to have these feelings. In fact, what's this I'm feeling? In all my life, I've never felt so strange. But now, after all this time, I can't seem to deny. You didn't take my heart away from me, even if I tried.
Something for Nothing is a WKMS podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. Special thanks to Loud and Clear Studios for the studio usage. Find more shows on WKMS.org. I see photos and videos of the artist on the Facebook page, Something from Nothing, and at Something from Nothing Podcast via Instagram. Check back next week for another episode of someone using their unique skill and talent to create something from nothing. I'm your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.